Just listen to the number of times the word new is used in this review. It's a review about this performer. Mandy Barnett is releasing her first new album in 5 years, and the new project, Strange Conversation, is a little out of the box for the torch singer with the chameleon-like chops. We went to Muscle Shoals to make the record, Barnett says, which was a big thing because that environment just seeps in. I was working with all new players, and we were going deeper into some things I've always touched on but never really explored. Barnett finds herself reaching new ground vocally on the new collection, which is saying something for the artist who's been recording since she was a teen. I've come to a place where I didn't want to be as polished and as lush as before. I've always felt like a rebel because I never did all the Flavor of the Month stuff. But you can get stuck in that too. This time I discovered facets about me I didn't know. I heard shadings, nuances to bring out. I can still belt, but you know you don't have to hit a high C every time. Words of Lori Hollabaugh in a review for Music Row just last month. Mandy Barnett is trying something new, as we just learned, and so is the Greater Hazleton Concert Series in hosting Mandy Barnett in October. This is the 83rd year for the concert series, and it's the first time they've presented country music, and they were very selective in their choice. As it happens, there will be vocalists of all kinds throughout the season, and Amelia Bergeron, president, and Cynthia Currier, campaign chair, paid a visit to the WVIA studios to talk about the 2018-2019 season and the organization itself, Amelia Bergeron.
The Greater Hazleton Concert Series is now in its 83rd year of presenting professional performances. We still go by the guidelines of Community Concert Association, who was actually the originator of creating such groups to make quality professional music available to everybody at a fee that would be affordable to most everybody. And we have maintained that mission. Also, one of the missions is to foster and encourage the interest of students in the arts and performing arts and music. And we do that by providing outreach activities to the students in the area. And that can be 2 to 4. How many performers are able or equipped to provide this? It's not a mini concert, although they do play some music. But it's education. It's education about the type of music, what makes it that music. It's information about the composer. And then they play a little. And there is personal interaction, which is wonderful. And I must confess that I often enjoy these student outreach activities in the actual evening performance. They are wonderful. Also, we provide scholarships to middle school students for their private music lessons. And the past 2 years, we have been awarding $1,000 scholarships to graduating seniors who will be studying some form of music or performance, education, theater, stage management, the whole ball of wax in presenting a good concert. So we're planting seeds. That's what we're doing. As you know, Erica, we always aim for a diverse season. And this year, there will be doo-wop. There will be country, which we have not had before. We're just introducing that for the first time. There will be a new genre called mashup. We will have crossover. We will have big band theatrical 40s show and end with Broadway.
You space them out in a way that's every month or every other month, maybe take a hiatus after the holidays, and then you pick up as the spring goes on.
That's correct. We start in September. Sometimes we have a Christmas show, sometimes we don't. But at any rate, we would end the first half of the season at that time, take a break, and then begin again in February and end in April, possibly the first week in May. And that is the length of our season.
How do you open up this
year?
Well,
this year we are going to open on September 20th with the Duprees. The Duprees formed in 1950, and these were the days of students in particular gathering on a street corner to sing, and it was all a cappella, no instruments. What it is a lead singer who was accompanied by four other singers, male singers. And the one singer is the lead, and there's the bass and the baritone, and the other signature thing is that there is a very high falsetto. And they kind of act as the beat, and they back up that lead singer. It was the time when young people would gather together in a malt shop. It was the time of the Friday night sock hops. And you could go into this malt shop, or what we also call a soda shop, and you could listen to the music of the time. They had a jukebox. The Duprees' first hit was You Belong to Me. And their second hit was My Own True Love, which is Tara's theme from Gone with the Wind. These were two very, very popular songs. I keep hearing them in my mind as I'm speaking to you. It's hard to dissociate the two. They were honored by being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And they still remain to this day as being very popular. You know, Erica, in the 60s, you know which big group made an event of themselves here in America? They came from England, the Beatles. And the Beatles created an upheaval in the music industry. But the Duprees had a fan base, and they always were popular. Even to this day, it's their unique sound and their vocal arrangements coupled with their great showmanship. Some of these songs you may hear are Blue Velvet, I Only Have Eyes for You, Then You Can Tell Me Goodness, You Belong to Me, As Time Goes By, Because of You, The Way You Look Tonight, I'll Never Smile Again, Don't Blame Me, Somewhere. People will be very, very thrilled with hearing them. And I do have to say that you're missing the boat if you do not come to hear our group. We follow the mission of the original Community Concert Association, and we keep our fees extraordinarily very low. It's a steal. Yes, it is. And it's right in your own backyard. You don't have to get dressed up. Just come and enjoy a live performance. There is nothing like a live performance. You can click on your technical, on your phones, and see 5-10 minutes of it, but it is not the same. You will not get the interaction that you do when you are seated there and actually seeing and hearing. So then we move on to October 17th. We're going to present country. We've never done it before, but we have heard that there are a lot of people who like country. So we are going to have one of the best female country singers on October 17th, and her name is Mandy Barnett. Mandy Barnett began singing when she was 5 years old in church. Well, she was 5 years old when she started singing, and 9 years old when she put out her first gospel album. She sang everywhere. The Ryman Theater, the big Ryman Theater in Nashville, wanted to put on in memory of Patsy Cline. They wanted to put on a show. And they were holding auditions for the role of Patsy Cline. And Mandy Barnett won that role. And it worked two ways for her. It worked in the sense that it promoted her in her career, but kind of adversely, all people wanted to hear were the Patsy Cline songs. so it was kind of hard to disassociate herself from Patsy Cline. But that's all right. We love Patsy Cline music. She just has a wonderful, wonderful voice. And what some people have said of her voice is this, is that she has total control of her voice. It is powerful. They're pipes of steel. She's a soaring country torch voice singer. High to low glissando. Smooth, not stopping at each note. Her voice is exquisite. She has husky dives. She has controlled slides and perfect timing and vocal finesse. Now that certainly says a lot about her voice. She is equally as comfortable on the stage with symphonies, at historic theaters, at casinos. She's welcomed back to the Grand Old Opry, and her voice has appeared on movies such as Space Cowboys, Election, Traveler. That is just a few of them. She's also appeared on many TV shows. So we're excited about her, and you'll hear songs like Crazy, I Fall to Pieces, I Can't Stop Loving You, Sweet Dreams, Faded Love, Always. And as I'm saying those songs, I'm mentally singing them. They're just wonderful. Then we go on November 16th, a group that's called the Company Men. And they have inaugurated a genre of music that's called mashup. They are a nationally recognized pop vocal group of four gentlemen, and they're highly sought after for their, their unparalleled level of talent, I think is a good way of putting it. These young men got together. They wanted to make music their career, and they got together in the room, and they started singing songs. They started singing songs of the past six decades. They started singing top 40 songs, and they could not come up with a group of songs that would put together a program because they liked them all. So one of the fellas, Taryn, said, why not do them all? And what they do, they interweave today's top 40 with reimagined classics of the past six decades, including such vocal groups as the Four Tops, Michael Jackson, Adele, The Temptations, Billy Joel, Bruno Mars, Michael Bublé, and The Eagles. That's just to name a few. And what they do, they take the classics and roll over them and through them and under them so that you're hearing both songs by interweaving. And what they like to do, they say they introduce not only quality songs, but they want to introduce who they are. It's choreographed, so they're not just belting out one song after another. And like they say, you know, they want this to be a family show. They want people to see courtesy. Their signature throwback sound and their smooth Motown moves. And their contemporary look, and they have an incredible all-star band, makes them the widest demographic appeal of all touring groups today. They've had numerous TV appearances, and they've been on Broadway. All of them have been on Broadway, and they also participate in numerous Broadway and national touring groups. Now we are going to help the students in our area. On December 7th, we are going to present the Cellar Dwellers. The Cellar Dwellers is a group of 24 students, 4th through 10th grade, who have come together. They love jazz music, and they've come together to form a group. And they are directed by two music teachers from the district, Neil Fort and Jennifer Gerhardt. It's free. They're not charging. They're doing it gratis. And These students come together once a week on a Thursday evening to practice for 1 hour. And each instrument is showcased. So I asked them if they would start up for one of our concerts. And of course, I had to go through the proper channels, checking with the performer and the agency and so on and so forth, and got that cleared. And they said yes, and they performed. They started up for us. Well, the next day, I got an email from the leader of the Side Street Strutters, who we're having the following season. He said, you know, I had my spies out and I heard about your youth group. And he said, I would like them to start up for us. And they did. We decided, in keeping with our mission statement, to promote music with the students in our school district, that we would include them in our season. And they're going to present a Christmas program on December 7th. And we are very excited about it. And Jen Gerhart tells me that they are very excited about it. They cannot imagine they are going to be alone on this stage, and they are going to benefit from having a tech director who will control the lights and the sound. And when are we going to start practicing? So we are just thrilled to have them. So that ends the first half of our season, and then we have January free. And in February, on February 20th, we will have a group that's called Col Esperanza. And translated, that means Voice of Hope. This group is comprised of an orchestra of 13, and there are three vocalists. They are the winners of Israel's counterpart to America's Got Talent. And they are going to perform for us. And along with those three men, we will have two soprano soloists who are the soloists for the Israel Philharmonic, and they have sung under Zubin Mehta. That should be phenomenal. The program is very diverse, as you can tell just by what voices the people represent, from opera to pop, Neapolitan. And indeed it is. You'll hear things like There's a Place for Us, Cohen's Alleluia, The Habanera from the opera Carmen, Mozart's Flower Duet, Time Goes By, Funiculi, Funicula, Let It Be, The Beatles, Libiamo, I Can't Help Falling in Love with You, Time to Say Goodbye, O Sole Mio, Somewhere, Bring Him Home, Bridge Over Troubled Water, You Raise Me Up. That's just a tip. There's going to be about 50 songs. What a collection. So no one could say, there's going to be some song that somebody is going to like. They have sold out on every tour that they have done, and some of the tours are as high as 2,000 people, and this will be a multimedia projection, things projected on the screen, which really makes this immense. Then we go on to March 20th. We're having a return engagement of In the Mood. In the Mood was produced by Bud Forrest, who is a Juilliard graduate, and he's also the accompanist for the official U.S. Air Force chorus, the Singing Sergeants. After about 5 years of putting this tour on, Bud felt, gee, maybe I should close it. But the demand has always been so high that here it is, 20 years in production. What it does, it recreates the best music of the era. It's a two-hour retro production of The Greatest Generation. The group consists of the String of Pearls Band. And if I say String of Pearls, you know right away whose music they are going to be producing, imitating, and it's Glenn Miller. And they are tremendous. There will also be five singers and dancers, and they will even do the jitterbug. There will be 30 to 40 choreographed Dance Routines by veteran choreographer Alex Sanchez. This is a 1940s musical review, primarily. In the Mood celebrates America's greatest generation, particularly through the music of Glenn Miller, Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey, Benny Goodman, Harry James, Artie Shaw, the Andrews Sisters, Frank Sinatra. It is the swing era. It's just exciting, and the memories are good. Now, the second act is going to be a moving tribute to all those veterans then and now who are helping to protect our country. In the Mood is as authentic as it can get. It's meticulously researched, and some of the songs that you will hear, Swingin' on a Star, Tuxedo Junction, Sing Sing Sing, Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy, Chattanooga Choo Choo, I'll Be Seeing You, La Vie en Rose, Take the A-Train, The Last Time I Saw Paris. It's going to be a blockbuster show, back by popular demand. And we will end with a blockbuster, Neil Berg's 101 Years of Broadway. We have had Neil Berg's 100 Years of Broadway, and it was very well received. He has brilliantly revived the arrangements of these Broadway classics, as well as the thrilling songs from modern-day performances. Phantom of the Opera, Evita, Cats, Wonderful Town, Jesus Christ Superstar. And it's been said of him that he's a powerful, kinetic pianist with a lot of chops. He is the composer, lyricist for particularly off-Broadway shows. And he has done The Prince and the Pauper, which ran for 2 years. And right now he is currently working on the musical of Grumpy Old Men. It's a 100-year review, a sprawling review from Irving Berlin to Andrew Lloyd Webber, with dazzling tributes to Rodgers and Hart and Candor and Ebb and Lerner and Lowe, George Gershwin, Stephen Sondheim, Oscar Hammerstein, and this will certainly keep Broadway buffs in the state of bliss for weeks. And you will hear such songs as All That Jazz, This Is the Moment, Think of Me, Some Enchanted Evening, I'm a Woman, Cabaret, Man of La Mancha, Impossible Dream, Don't Cry for Me, Argentina, The Phantom of the Opera, and Gethsemane. And I am pleased to say that he is so excited about helping youth that he will be willing to do a student outreach.
Well, Amelia, that's certainly a full season. And we turn to you, Cynthia, to ask you for the details.
We hold our concerts at Hazleton Area High School on 22nd Street in Hazleton. There is adequate parking. There is perfect lighting for everybody. We have handicapped spaces. There are no steps to climb up. You just walk right through and into the auditorium.
There are different ways of engaging with the concert series.
Yes, there are. You can engage through the membership subscriptions that we send out. We sent out a mailing in early May of all of our members. And there are subscription forms on the bottom of our posters, our brochures that we send out. All they have to do is cut off those brochures and send them in. We also do newspaper advertising in Hazleton in the Standard Speaker. We do it in Bloomsburg, Pottsville. There's also a subscription form in the newspapers that they can cut out. Or they can call me at 570-436-6615, and I would be glad to send them a brochure for our season. Matter of fact, Erica, this season our membership's at an all-time high. It's absolutely the best deal in town, and it's right in our own backyard. So people, you are going to be missing a season of a lifetime. We still have reciprocity, too, with our restaurants in town. If you show your membership ticket the night of the concert, you will be getting a 10% discount off of your meal. Now, you can't beat that, either. I mean, we are the best deal in town right now, and with what Amelia has described to you, it's going to be a really, really blockbuster season.
Maybe you belong.
Cynthia Currier, campaign chair, and Amelia Bergeron, president, speaking with us about the 2018-2019 Greater Hazleton Concert Series, getting underway with this ensemble on September 20th.
When it's wet with rain, just remember till you're home again. You belong to
The Duprees on Thursday, September 20th, Mandy Barnett, October 17th, The Company Men, November 16th, Cellar Dwellers, December 7th, Cole Esperanza, February 21st, In the Mood, March 21st, and Neil Berg's 101 Years of Broadway, Tuesday, April 16th. It's the 83rd year of the Greater Hazleton Concert Series, and they are offering 7 concerts this year. All concerts are held at 7:30 p.m. at the Hazleton Area High School, 1601 West 23rd Street in Hazleton. For more information on the web, hazeltonconcertseries.org, hazeltonconcertseries.org, and you may contact Cynthia Currier at 570-436-6615, 436-6615. The Greater Hazleton Concert Series, the season 2018-2019, their 83rd year opening on Thursday, September 20th at 7:30 p.m. with the Duprees and running into the middle of April 2019. For more information on the web, hazeltonconcertseries.org.